Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. This is a special edition. I'm here with my friend Larissa, and she is one of our panelists for the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th, 2024. Miss Larissa, good Lord, I cannot speak today, you guys. I don't know what is going on, but could you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Larissa Popov. I'm an intuitive business coach, and I work with coaches, healers, and service-based business owners to stand out in the marketplace and to make great money with irresistible offers that change the world.
I love that. I love that. So, how did you get started in that?
Originally, I was a naturopathic doctor, and I was in clinical practice for 12 years. That was my first business. And when you go into medicine, you do it because you want to heal people, not because you want to make money. So I came out of school with tons of debt and no idea how to market myself or having no business skills whatsoever. Long story short, I suffered a lot and struggled, relied heavily on grace to bring me clients because I was a spiritual teacher as well. And eventually I realized I was holding myself back, and I worked with coaches, and over time, as I became more proficient, and I realized I'm actually really good at marketing and messaging and sales, and I geek out on all that stuff. So basically, my role as a business coach is very holistic. I do the inner work, I do the strategy and the messaging, and I look at everything through a very spiritual lens. And it's all a byproduct of the journey that I went through from, struggling to get by to, having 5-figure months be my normal. So it's been quite a journey, and there's no challenge or obstacle you face that I haven't experienced and I can't relate to or speak to.
So one of the things that I'm really excited is that you're going to be talking about values at our summits. Can you talk more about like what are values and why are they important to business owners?
Well, core values in your as it relates to your business are values that, to me, they underpin not just your business, but who you represent and how you differentiate yourself from everybody in the marketplace. And it's something that's deeper than your preferences, it's deeper than your belief systems. It's an expression of who you truly are as a person and what your business represents. And it's a way that you can, anyway, I'll share with you like some of the benefits of having those core values, but I think it's really important for all of us to establish what those are, whether you're starting your business brand new or whether you're an established business owner and you do have some success, but maybe you're looking at evolving. And as we all do, right? As we evolve, our business evolves, our offers evolve, kind of revisiting our core values and identifying what they are, because they're so fundamental to helping us feel confident and having a sense of clarity and direction in our business. For example, knowing what your values are gives you a sense of purpose and a sense of integrity around, like, every day I'm showing up to my business fulfilling those values. Like, one of them for me is truth, right? I'm showing up speaking my truth, I'm sharing my truth with clients, and that's a big value that they get. And it's also important for me to be truthful with myself. So that's one of the core values of my business. So when we do that, we make better decisions. We go to sleep at night feeling better, like feeling peaceful, knowing, like, I did what I came here to do today. But another reason, a very practical one, is having a sense of motivation, because anytime we need to take action, especially hard actions and things that are really important, those really important actions that I need to get to, a lot of resistance inevitably kicks up. But when you are grounded in your values, it consolidates your energy and gives you this faith, this self-assurance and confidence that this isn't about you. Like, this is about something much bigger. This is about a mission that I'm here to fulfill. And so it stops being about you and it becomes about something bigger that I think brings a lightness to it. And the third thing is branding and differentiation, right? Like, when you showcase your values and you make it very intentional, whether it's in your website, your marketing, how you speak, and your energy and everything that you do, these values come through. It becomes a frequency, an energetic frequency that people pick up on and recognize you as an individual. And, like, I want to work with you. They may not know what you do, but they just, like, I love this vibe. I love this person. I need to connect with them. So it helps you to stand out.
What are some of the biggest mistakes you think people make when it comes to choosing their values for their business?
Well, like with many things, where we go off track in life is when we let our mind make decisions and we let our mind take the lead. So it's really commonplace that we adopt values that we picked up through society, through our culture, through maybe our family upbringing, or even at some point in our own life where we adopted a vow, like we decided, okay, from now on, this is what I'm going to do, or this is how I'm going to be. And that's kind of what happened to me when I started off in medicine. Like, yes, definitely I felt called to being a healer, but there was a part of me that went down that road because my parents' values were very, they're both teachers. They believed in education. And so I had this idea, like, I have to go as far as possible in education. I have to have lots of letters after my name, and then my parents will be proud of me, kind of thing, right? Like it was out of the question to pursue a career. And here I am as a business coach, right? Like the letters after my name don't really matter. So that's an example of how that kind of took me off track because I made my values about someone else's values. And then the other way is when a common way is that we tend to mimic people that we look up to, you know, other people that do similar work to us who are further ahead and we're watching what they do. And they're like, well, they're so successful and they're so awesome. I'm going to copy their values and adopt the way that they do things. And it ends up becoming inauthentic, right?
We get Yeah, that's no bueno. You got to be, has to be authentic to who you are. Otherwise, what the heck is the point? Yeah. One of my favorite, I don't know if you are a fan of Brené Brown, but I absolutely love Brené Brown. And if someone is like curious about, I needed a list, like I needed to see the words in order to like figure out what my values were. And she has a really great resource on her Dare to Lead website. You can actually download her list of values because they're in the book. And it was so helpful to be able to go through and go, what are like, because I could circle 20 words, but which ones are really, really important? And I wonder if you have like, how many values do you choose for your business? Because I could choose 20, right? But I don't, 20 isn't really going to help me. It's hard to narrow it down.
Yeah, I think it's very personal, but you could start off with the process of having a list of 20 and then whittling it down. I like 3 to 5. I think that's a good number that we can wrap our heads around and revisit. And I know on my website, I have prominently displayed 4 of them. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, I think our mind can only go on to so many different tracks at the same time. So simplifying it is really helpful. But I also invite you to tune into your own awareness and your own authority and recognize like what's the sweet spot for you. Like maybe it's 1 or maybe it's 3, you know, and finding what number feels right for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm trying to remember. I know kindness is like my number one. For me is that's my number one value, is that always being kind, even if people don't deserve to be kind. They're the ones that really need to be that need it the most. But it's like everything I do, I try to do with kindness. And so that is like a really important one for me. So, and I know like I have them listed somewhere and I'm like, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank on the spot, right? Trying to remember what they all are. So what can people expect to learn from you at the summit that we're having on January 17th?
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to help share some principles to help guide you around identifying what your core business values are, how to recognize if you found them, and hint, it's not through your mind.
Oh, okay.
The process is not in your head. And I'll give you some advice and recommendations on how you can apply them and start sharing with them, right? Because yes, it's an internal process and it's something that gives you that strength internally, but also our gifts and our values are here to be shared and expressed, and they're a part of our brand. So we need to share them with others too. So how to apply those in your business. And for those of you who upgrade to the VIP, I actually created a embodiment meditation process to identify your core business values. And I guide you through a variety of different approaches to it to help you. So by the end of that, for sure, you're going to have a lot of clarity on what your core values are.
I love it. Well, I cannot wait to have you be a part of our summit. Thank you so much for, you know, coming in and hanging out with me today so we could dive in a little bit deeper. And I'm super excited to have you. So be sure everybody to tune in on January 17th. Also, can you tell people where they can find you online?
Yeah, my website is innerfreedomarts.com.
Awesome.
Also on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok.
I love TikTok. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh, it's my favorite platform. My favorite. All right, everybody. We'll see you guys later. Have a great day.